Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys will get in your seats, I'm singing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Well, welcome parents and all other. Welcome to the Parents Go to Parent Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and once again, I want to promise you we're going to have a very exciting show. And definitely going to be there for you and have some information for you. Of course, as always, if it sounds like I'm a little sluggish, had a late start, long day, but you know how we're going to get through it. We're going to make things happen for sure, as we always do on the Parent Culture Parent Network show. And we can't even start my show without getting my man Keith Wright in here to do what he do, make it sound all for us. Keith, what you got?
The game had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then, playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
As my man, Mr. Keith Wright, just said, he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool there, parents and athletes. He's making smart cool. All right, for those of you that's on the internet that's listening to the show this evening, trust me, give us a call. You can reach us at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. Give us a call. Talk to us. Let us know what's going on, because I promise you, without a doubt in your mind, that we're going to have a special, wonderful guest on that's going to bring some things to you and give you a different perspective on some things in the area of something different than what we normally talk about. Normally we talk about sports and things like that, but this time we're going to take it to another level, take it to another stage, and bring it to you from an academic side. So we're going to have our special guest, the math lady, on this evening. But I'll give you some more on the math lady here in a minute. You know, the Parent Coach and Parent Network is all about assisting and helping parents, making sure that they get that clear understanding of the recruiting process and how to help their student understand when he or she is looking for that athletic scholarship. So, you know, with that alone, that can fill up a whole day, a whole year of work. But parents, what we're going to try to do, or what we're going to do this evening, we're going to bring it to you from an academic perspective and hopefully help your athlete get prepared for some different things or other side of the recruiting process. Because if you ain't got the academics together, trust me, you're not really going to make it a whole lot of places. As I see, we've got a number of callers already calling in. The switchboard is lighting up and blowing up as we're going along. I'd like to hear it out there, callers. I'd like to see them numbers pop up on the screen coming from everywhere. So if you got a question, once we bring on our special guest, if you got a question, again, hit that number one key on your phone, and that'll let me know that you have a question. Again, callers, if you're going to call in, you can reach us at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. You know, and I told my special guest once she gets on the air there that this time is going to be dedicated to her, so her to share some enlightening information, things that, you know, oftentimes we forget or oftentimes we overlook. But hopefully she's going to turn the light on for you. So I'm trying to stall before I bring her up because I want your parents to go and get your notebooks, your pens, your pencils, your papers. Have your babies get the notebook, pen, pencil, paper. And come on and sit by the computer if they're listening on the computer or if they're listening on the phone. Everybody huddle up together. So we're going to get some information tonight. And I promise you, if you don't, you can blame it on the Parent Coaching Parent Network. But if you do, give us that credit just as well. Parent Coaching Parent Network is here for you. Again, we're here to ensure that you understand the recruiting process and help you get to that athletic scholarship for your young man or woman. All right there. As always, you know, I always got to come up and see if my co-host is on. I don't see him out there today, so therefore he must be kind of slow catching up with us. He must be still taking a nap or something or just getting up from a nap, but that's all right. My co-host, he'll probably join us later on this evening. But until then, the Parent Coaching Parent Network can continue on. But as always, you know, we got to talk about what this thing is really about, athletic scholarships. And my man, Mr. Al Woods, out of Cleveland, Ohio, can tell it to us best. What you got for us, Al?
Dreamed of playing in college? Then Woods Recruiting has the answer for you. Exposure is the key to being recruited. If they don't know about you, then they can't recruit you. Woods Recruiting will develop a college recruiting plan to fit your needs of gaining exposure to college coaches. Since 1989, Woods Recruiting has helped thousands of high school athletes get recruited and placed in college. Visit our website at woodsrecruiting.com. Woodsrecruiting.com. See for yourself.
Welcome.
That's my man, Mr. Al Woods. That's Woods Recruiting. That is a free, I'm going to say it again, that is a free recruiting service. It'll help your athletes get from point A to point B. That is a free recruiting service that parents, you can utilize that service. Woods Recruiting, you can reach them at www.woodsrecruiting.com. Woods Recruiting, Mr. Al Woods, him and his recruiting service, is a member of the Parents Coaching Parent Network, a network of us that's out there trying to help our athletes get a better understanding of what they need to do to get that athletic scholarship. We're going to try to walk them through the process as much as we can. So, therefore, Woods Recruiting Services is another one of them free network services that's helping you out there. Okay. Well, it looks like my switchboard is blowing up, and I appreciate everybody that's calling in this evening. Trust me. Like I said, I'm trying to give you some time to get the pens and pencils together because we're going to bring on a dynamic speaker. And trust me, she's got some stuff for us. And who am I talking about? I'm talking about my friend, Mrs. Sandra Carter. Mrs. Sandra Carter, known to her clients as the math lady. She has a passion for helping young people achieve their math goals. She has volunteered in math for over 20 years. In 2003, Ms. Carter founded Math 101 LLC, a math tutoring company that offers tutoring from arithmetic all the way through to calculus. Now, this is the part that got me. She goes from grade schoolers all the way through to grandmamas, okay? All the way through to grandmamas. So, therefore, if you got that fear and you're an adult and think that you already got it or you bother, don't try to get it, hey, trust me, she can help you as well. Ms. Carter started tutoring a ministry at her church in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And after that, after graduating cum laude from Southern University AM in 1991 with a BS in computer science and a minor in math, she moved to Texas, where she joined the National Society of Black Engineers Alumni Extension. And that chapter did some great things in the community. They tutored students in the Dallas Independent School District for several years. Ms. Carter, she went on and received her MS in computer science from Georgia Tech in 2001. She worked in many Fortune 500 telecommunication companies for over 20 years as an IT professional. In 2007, this is the part that we all wanted to hear about. In 2007, she published her first works entitled How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math. Parents and kids. You know, sometimes some of us got that fear as well. So, parents and kids get over the fear of math. Okay. And you can find that book at BarnesandNobles.com, Borders.com, Amazon.com, and other internet websites in the United States, France, Japan, Germany, India, and the UK. Go ahead, girl. You do what you got to do. Make it happen. It's all over the world. Okay. Okay. Ms. Carter continued her work in the churches as well, and currently still doing her ministry and tutoring young students. But after almost 20 years of tutoring, she finally figured it out. She found a common theme in tutoring when she was tutoring the young students. Many of her students, both youth and adults, lacked the proper background for math. And we're going to ask her later on what that proper background is. Okay. Sandra believes, as her father taught her, that a house with no foundation cannot stand. Arithmetic is that foundation. Okay? If arithmetic is the foundation, that foundation is not as it should be. If the foundation is not as it should be, then subsequently you're going to have a whole lot of frustration with all your other subjects. Okay, without further ado, I'm going to quit talking about this young lady and just bring her up on the air there, and hopefully she got some more information to share with us. Ms. Carter, are you on the line? Hello? 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 Caller? Okay, caller, if you're out there, let me know that you're out there. Hello, is this Ms. Carter?
Yes, how are you, Mr. Scott?
Oh, okay, hello. We have the math lady on the line. How are you this evening?
Just fine. What about you?
I'm moving fast as always. You know, 10,000 things going on all at the same time, but we're going to make it happen this evening on the Parents Coach Parent Network. Glad you can join us. Glad you can join us. Oh, and Atlanta as well. Okay, well, I tried to give a little insight on who Ms. Sandra Carter is or who the math lady is. You tell us a little bit about the math lady. I know she has more to share with us than that little insight that I was able to share.
Well, thank you, Mr. Scott. I appreciate that very generous introduction. But to be quite honest, I just like for people to know that I'm a first-generation college student. My parents did not go to college, but that didn't stop them from helping me to get to where I needed to be and getting the help that I needed. And if I could get over the fear of math, anyone can get over it.
Yeah. That's it. If she can get over the fear of math, and we all go through that struggle. Oftentimes we try to pretend like it's not us and it don't exist, but we manage to somehow either try to hide it or, as she said, get over that fear of math. But yes, yes, yes. And hopefully you're going to be able to share something with our audience this evening and help them get over that fear of math as well. So, hopefully we got you on the line long enough to get down to some questions, because I see all these callers on the line. I think my switchboard's about to blow up. These must be special guests calling in from different places. I got a 225 area code. I got a 678 area code. I got a 757 area code. I got a 770 area code. Hey, we got folks from all over calling in. got folks from all over. So that's hopefully we're going to have a great show and have a number of callers calling in to ask some questions. But I like to start it out myself with a few questions that that I have for you. What got you started in the world of math there, Ms. Carter? Or should I say the math lady?
Actually, you can call me either one, Mr. Scott. We have it like that. My first encounter with math, probably up until 11th grade, was not very good. I did it, and things got a little shaky toward middle school. And by the time I got to 11th grade, I actually remember failing my first 9 weeks of Algebra 2. And that's something I was never accustomed to. Failing was just not something that was done in our household. So after that experience, we definitely felt it was time to do something. And in our situation, we didn't really have the proper background in math that we needed to have in our previous grades. So it took the help of our math teacher and our parents to show us what we were lacking and get us where we needed to be so we could pass Algebra 2 and then go on to college.
All right. Now you say the proper background and the foundation. You talked about the foundations of math. Give us some insight on the foundation of math from your perspective and your understanding of it.
Based on the time I've spent tutoring young people, which is about 20 years, I find that a lot of our kids are lacking the background in arithmetic with fractions and arithmetic with decimals. I've come across 11th and 12th graders who can't do arithmetic with decimals and arithmetic with fractions. And that's pretty frightening because that means that they won't be able to count money manually. If they were a cashier at a restaurant, they wouldn't be able to give change if the register wasn't working. And that's a bad position to be in. So definitely the foundation is getting arithmetic with decimals and arithmetic with fractions right. Because if that's not where it should be, then algebra will be frustrating, geometry will be frustrating, and calculus will be impossible.
Oh. And, you know, I hope the parents are listening and listening very well. You know, that just that little statement, that little piece that she added in there, you know, about the cash register. You're a clerk in the store, and for whatever reason, your register goes down. You should still be able to add up that change and figure out what you need to give back to your customer. Actually, you know, to be perfectly honest with you there, Sandra, that's how I got my first job. I walked into the store, I purchased a couple items, and the lady was ringing it up, and this was a very old cash register. I hopefully the guy threw that thing away shortly after he started his business. But this was a very old cash register with the old round buttons, and, you know, you got to hit it a couple times. And by the time she finished that, I had added everything up, told her how much it was handing her my little $5 bill, and was asking for how much change I was supposed to get back. You know, and I was in high school. I was a young man. She was impressed with that. And as a result, she told her husband right away, and they offered me a job. And that's how I got my first job. So that math does pay off, students, if you're listening. Parents, if you're listening, math does pay off. It can open doors for you.
It
can open doors for you. Yes. Ms. Carter, give us some history on math. You know, because that was my question I said I was going to ask you when I got a chance to talk to you again and got you on the show here. My question was, give us some history on math, because I know math goes way back there. So give us a little insight on that, for if you would, please.
You're absolutely right. A lot of times people refer to algebra as the new math, when that's completely false. There's nothing new about algebra. It's over 3,000 years old. It was actually invented by the Egyptians, then it further improved upon by the Babylonians, the Greeks, the Hindus, the Arabs, and then the Europeans. So when people say that algebra is a new math or trigonometry or calculus is a new math, that's totally false.
Okay. So, you know, I often hear folks talking about arithmetic being the base for all mathematical equations. You know, share something with me on that part.
I would say arithmetic
or have you heard
foundation,
that?
Because as I was saying earlier, if you can't do basic arithmetic, then algebra is definitely going to be out of the question. Because it's definitely, I would call it the foundation, you may call it the base, that's fine, but definitely that's the first skill that our young people need to have when they want to pursue college or careers beyond college, or even when they get to the point where they're going to be parents and have to teach their own kids. They definitely need to have their base and their foundation together.
Exactly. And you got to start with that base, and just like I said earlier, you know, you got to have that foundation. Without that foundation, everything else will turn into frustration. And I'm not saying that to be a poet or anything. I'm just saying that as a very real statement. But, you know, I'm jumped over something that I wanted to talk about right off the bat. I wanted to talk about that book. I want you to give us some insight on what caused you or what pushed you towards putting together such a wonderful book, How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math.
I remember the motivation came to me from my mother, actually. She thought that I should write a book. She wanted me to write about all the places I travel, but being hard-headed, I wanted to write about something else. And I decided to write a book relevant to my tutoring time with my kids. Quite often, I end up repeating the same thing to a child that I just tutored 2 hours ago, or I may repeat the same thing to a child that I tutored the previous week. If I write everything down for them and use an entertaining and funny way, then they would remember the lessons that I taught them. And as they grow up and move on to college, as a lot of my kids have, they can take our record with them.
Okay. And I'm going to let you know there, parents, if you haven't had the opportunity to look at the book or if you haven't seen the book, we do have it posted. It is on a number of places out there. It is on Mrs. Carter's website, which she'll give you that information here in a minute. I'll give it to you while since you're writing it down. I'll give it to you right now, www.math1on1.net. Am I correct on that?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, www.math1on1.net. And like I said earlier, you can find the book at Barnes & Noble. You can find the book at Borders. You can find the book at Amazon and all the other different websites out there on the Internet, you know, in six different countries. So we're going to go for another commercial. Then when we come back, we'll be willing to take a few questions. I see we got a number of callers out there. Say again, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Glad to.
Okay. And we'll come right back right after this question. Again, I have to give my props to another one of my recruiting services out here that's helping the kids out. This group here is coming straight out of Texas, and they're here for the kids as always. My folks out of Texas Advocates.
Are you a high school student seeking a college athletic scholarship? Do you have questions concerning the college recruiting process? Have you asked yourself any of these questions? Who do I contact for a scholarship? What are the rules concerning athletic recruiting? What schools are best for me? Apogees.com allows high school athletes the tools to showcase their athletic skills to college coaches. Go to Apogees.com. That's APOGEEZS.com. They will help you navigate the college recruiting process for free. Apogees, the right college, right choice for the right student athlete.
Of course, as Apogees, another recruiting process that will help you for free, athletes, students, parents, will help you for free as well. If you want to call in, again, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. I believe we have a caller on the line that has a question. Let me see if this caller is still on and still have a question. Caller, you're on the Parent Coach and Parent Network. Did you have a question for the math lady? Hello, caller. Hello? caller, area code 770. Your prefix is 572. Hello, caller? Well, I guess that caller didn't have anything. Ms. Carter, are you still on the line with us?
Yes, I'm still here, Mr. Scott.
Oh, okay. I think our callers are a little shy right now. They don't want to hear nobody talking. Hear them talking. But tell us some things that you got going on, and then we're going to start talking about the SAT here in a second. But I know you also have some other things going on that you have.
We have two workshops this fall. The first is a fun, interactive math workshop that will take place Saturday, September the 18th. At the Centerville Community Center, 3025 Bethany Church Road in Snellville, Georgia, from 1 to 2. The audience is 4th through 10th graders. We want to help our young people realize that math is nothing to be feared, and it's something that's used in everyday life. We're going to use fun examples such as shopping and sports and other things that young people are interested in. And within that time frame, the students will receive an evaluation. They will get the workshop packet and an autographed copy of my book, How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math, and the investment is $40 per student. The hope is that after the workshop is done, the parents can look at the evaluation results and know where their children are strong and where they need improvement in math, and together, Math 101 LLC and the parent can come up with a roadmap to get the young person where they need to be in regards to their math skills. The second event that we have for the first time is an SAT math boot camp. That's on Saturday, October 16th at the Centerville Community Center at the same address. This is from 12:30 to 6:30 p.m. This is a six-hour comprehensive boot camp. We want to get the 11th and 12th grade students ready for the math portion of the SAT. We want to teach them strategies for taking the SAT and show them the traps that they need to avoid when taking this test. We'll also review the math concepts that they need. Young people also get an autographed copy of How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math and the problem set. The investment for this six-hour boot camp is $150 per student.
Whoa, okay there. All right, so parents, you heard it. We have two major events coming up, and both of them are in Snell. Say that again.
In Snellville,
what part of
Georgia. That is
Snellville, Georgia.
East of Atlanta, north and east.
Okay, and that's the interactive math workshop, which is on September 18th. And you also have the SAT math boot camp, which is on October 16th.
Yes, that's correct.
Now the first one must be already filled up, right?
I would suggest that anyone who's interested, hurry and register, because there are very few seats left.
Okay, very few seats left. And, you know, the Parent Coach and Parent Network, you know, we know that you're out there doing what you can do for our students and student-athletes alike. And we will also offer to cover the cost for two seats at the interactive workshop. So if you have two students, that would like to attend the workshop, anyone that's listening that's in that area that can get to the workshop that day, you'll be able to attend that workshop, compliments of the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network. Okay, you just get in touch with Ms. Carter, and she'll give her information here before we close out, and she will let me know here at the Parent Coach and Parent Network. All right. Looks like we have another call on the line there, Ms. Carter, and I want to see if we can go here and pick up this caller, because this caller seems to be sitting there with the hand open, waving the hand, all that other kind of stuff. Caller, you're on the line with the Parents Coach and Parent Network. Do you have a question?
Yes. Am I on?
Yes, sir, you're on.
Yes. Hi, my name is Ernest Williams, and I'm a friend of Ms. Sandra Carter, and She happens to be one of a tutor of both of my daughters. One is now in college, and the other one is now in the middle school. And her teaching, her tutoring, was able to enhance the development of math to both of my daughters. It was definitely a blessing. My oldest daughter is now is in her second year of college, and she'll be transferring to the University of Georgia. And both absolutely did exceedingly on their CRST or CRCT test that is given here in Georgia, and they were able to get very high grades on there. And I would encourage anyone who is listening to this program that they do receive Ms. Carter and her talents and her gifts that can be presented to their children, because it was definitely well worth it. And I thank her very much for her gift in helping my children to enhance their learning in the math program.
All right. Yeah, that parents, you just you say something, Ms. Carter?
I will tell him, Mr. Williams, thank you, and give both his girls a hug for me.
Well, you're thank you very much, Ms. Carter, and again, thank you very much. And it is definitely a blessing to see the children of our future enhancing their math, and not only just be able to count, but be able to do the things and the special things that it takes to make good grades in development of math. Thank you very much for having me.
All right, parents, you just heard it. You had a parent that called in to testify that, hey, his daughters worked with Ms. Carter and it did some phenomenal things. And now his daughters are off to a big start and on track with their careers and doing fine things in the community as well. So definitely, you want to pay attention, listen to see what we're talking about. And now let's get into what we really wanted to talk about. We wanted to talk about the SAT part of things there, Ms. Carter. You like to start that off for us?
Before.
Go ahead.
Did you have something you wanted to say beforehand?
No, go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead. You're on.
Yes, sir. The most important thing I want to get across to everyone is that the math portion of the SAT covers things that you already have learned. Those things in junior high and the first 2 years of high school, such as arithmetic, algebra, and geometry. Basically, you've had 10 or 11 years to prepare for this test. In our boot camp, we're going to review what you already know, but we're going to share test-taking strategies and traps that you need to avoid and tricks of the trade to use your time more effectively on this test. Another thing I want to point out is that information that's covered in the book, How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math, is a good summarization and a good self-tutorial for the majority of the information that's on the math portion of the SAT, such as square roots and radicals, the laws of exponents, solving quadratic equations, percentage increase and decrease, degrees and angles, area, perimeter, volume. Those things are already in the book, and they will help you get ready for the SAT math portion. Another thing I want to point out to everyone is that, as you probably already know, there are two types of questions. You get 44 multiple choice questions, and you get 10 working problems. Now, one thing we want to keep in mind and I want to stress is to use your time wisely. You only have 70 minutes in total for the math portion. It's broken up into three sections of 25 minutes, 25 minutes, and 20 minutes. So if you look at it this way, you have 55 problems to do and 70 minutes to do it in. That means you have a little over a minute to do each problem. So I definitely want to stress using your time wisely, because you can't approach this test the same way you'd approach the test that you take in school every day.
Okay. Well, you know, you brought up some good points, you know, taking the test and thinking about it, and you've been prepared for this. But you often hear these myths about math. What's some of the myths that jump out at you when we start hearing some, you know, some of the things that I heard, you know, math, you know, is tricky. You know, you have problems with algebra for these different reasons. Just some of the myths that you know about. Can you share them with us?
I'll be glad to, and we share these in our workshop. Myth number one, girls cannot do math. Yeah, I thought you'd find that amusing. We destroy this myth in our workshops. I think about Dr. Lavinia DeKanji Watson. She's actually formerly a nun, and she's a retired chairperson of the math department at Southern University. She's one of the reviewers of How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math. Some people may be familiar with Danica McKellar. She was one of the stars of The West Wing and the show The Wonder Years back in the 80s. She's actually written three books about math for young people. The second myth that I grew up hearing is, if mama can't do math, then I can't do math. That just doesn't fly. That's an excuse, and we have to stop using it. We have to break that cycle of unproductive thinking. And the third myth is, as I mentioned before, that people refer to algebra as a new math when there's nothing new about it. So in our workshops, we destroy these myths. You don't ever want to hear young people saying these things again.
Okay. All right. Well, I had another question, but I'm going to go ahead and give it to our caller, because I know we have another caller out there that has another question. Caller, you're on the line with the Parents Coaching Parent Network. Did you have a question for Ms. Carter?
Yes, hello.
Hello, caller.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Natasha Bowen with Visionary People. Hello, Sandra, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Chief Visionary?
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. What I really just have a comment. For those parents out there that have your children and they're in math, we have to understand that knowledge really is power, and the math lady has the power to help your children to truly overcome the fear of math. I'm an adult, and when I met Sandra, it was one of the things that said, oh, I don't like math. And she goes, no, you just have to understand. Math is fun, and I'm looking at her, no, it's not. And she allowed me to overcome that particular phase where math is fun. So I just want to encourage and employ everyone out there who has their children, whether you're an adult in school going back, either way, really tap into the math lady, because she has the ability and she has really been blessed with the capability to help you to get over your fear of math and to conquer that thing. So I thank you, Sandra, for what you've done and what you're continuing to do.
And thank you so much.
Thank you. And to the host, thank you for having Sandra on and for sharing her with your listeners.
No problem. Hey, I think it's a wonderful thing. We had the opportunity to meet, and when she started telling me what she do, I just said, hey, no, we got to talk about this on the air. We got to share this information with everybody. And we thank you for calling in there, Miss Visionary People.
Thank you
so
much.
I think I've heard your show before.
Have you really? Well, good. Did you like it?
I believe I have. Yes, I did. I sure did. We'll talk again.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. I'll be listening in.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Scott, I wanted to
All right.
take the opportunity to definitely say thank you again for sponsoring two young people to attend our workshops, the Fun Interactive Workshop, and I'll be remiss if I didn't say thank you to all the people who have sponsored young people to attend our workshops at no cost. We have copper-level sponsors of Compro Tax, the complete professional tax service, copper-level sponsor Celine Sensations, Gourmet Bakery and Educational Consulting for special diets, copper-level sponsor L&B Tax Service, the premier tax company, on-site computer repair, Atlanta Dental Center, Mrs. Roseanne Carter, Mr. Henry Carter, Mr. Keith Mosley, Mrs. Lucia Nath of Prudential Georgia Realty of South Gwinnett office. The snacks for the children will be provided by the Kroger of Snellville, Georgia. And if there are any other businesses or individuals who'd like to sponsor a child to attend, you can remit your sponsorship online at www.mathoneonone.net.
All right. Okay. Sounds like you're going to have a full class, so you're going to have a very big day that day. But, you know, let's move on, because I want to get a couple more questions in before we forced to shut down for the evening. You know, how do you normally determine whether or not a child is struggling with math?
That is very interesting. I've just noticed that after working with kids for so long, you connect with them and you notice little things about them. but I call it five signs to determine if the special young person in your life struggles in math. The first is pretty obvious. They bring home grades of C or lower, but the other five, the other four are not as obvious. The second is they'll say, I hate math. And to be honest, when I was a young person, I said that quite often. The third, if there are no batteries for the calculator, then they go into a panic. The fourth is that they'll avoid conversations about math class and they don't want to show the test results. And the fifth is that they make negative comments about the teacher. So what I would suggest to parents is if you see any of these signs in your child or the special young person in your life, don't delay. Now is a good time to start because in Georgia, school has just opened. Don't let it get to be March or April and then decide to do something about it. You want to speak to the child's teacher immediately and find out their test scores and ask the teacher to evaluate the child's skills to find out the areas for improvement. If the teacher doesn't have time, then seek the help of a competent tutor. And you can also use the evaluation that's in the back of how to help parents and kids get over the fear of math. And you can test yourself because there's an answer key. And you'll know in 30 minutes or less your child's strengths and areas for improvement in the area of math.
But why should we embrace math? Why shouldn't we fear it?
I beg your pardon?
You know, why should we embrace math? What does math? How do we benefit from embracing math?
Math is something that we're going to need for the rest of our lives. Quite often, we're going to have kids, and we're going to have to help our kids with our math. Math is needed in everything from cooking to balancing a checkbook. It's better to learn it now when you're in high school than have to learn it in college and have to pay extra, take remedial courses, and spend more time in college. And to be quite honest, success in math offers the opportunities for careers with lucrative salaries.
Okay. So, you know, she's putting it all out there for you, parents. She's putting it all out there for the student-athletes and making sure that they understand the importance of math, the importance of math. And we're going to go back to where, you know, what we're here for, and we're talking about athletic scholarships, and we're talking about the different testing, things like that. And, you know, Ms. Carter mentioned the part about the SAT. And like I said time and time again on my show, you know, the SAT, 50% of that test is math. 50% of your SAT is math. And I'm not going to say, you know, too much more because maybe Ms. Carter wants to share something with us on that.
That's it. I want to share a few more points about strategies for taking the test. The SAT has math problems in order of difficulty. So as you progress down the test, the problems become increasingly more difficult. What I suggest is if you have no clue what to do with the problem, skip it. Keep it moving. You gain 1 point for each correct multiple choice questions, and you lose a quarter point for each incorrect multiple choice question. So I will suggest that you guess if you can confidently eliminate two or more of the five multiple choice answers. I suggest that you attempt to answer the working problems because you don't lose any points for incorrect answers. Also, I want to bring up some points about the use of the calculator. You can use a calculator on the SAT, but a graphing calculator is not allowed. But you want to be careful of the kind of calculator that you use. You want to make sure that you use one that can square numbers, take the square root of numbers, and it follows the order of operation rules. Make sure you have spare batteries and spare pencils when you take your test. And one thing I want to point out to our young people is that you need to know when to use a calculator and when not to use it. As I tell my kids quite often, believe me, your brain works much faster than your fingers can press the calculator keys. Quite often the problems can be solved if you just use a little bit of ingenuity. So don't always grab for the calculator for every problem that you work on. And as I've said before, I want to emphasize that you can't approach this test the same way you take the test that you have in class because you have a little bit over a minute for every problem. So you want to use your time wisely.
Okay, Ms. Carter, you know, we're getting down to about the end of the show, and we're going to wrap it up here in a minute. But I did have a I want you to get our listeners some information on how can they get in touch with the Math Lady, and if the Math Lady ever offers any webinars or interactive websites where our students can go on and listen and interact with the Math Lady live.
In order to
I'd be glad to keep in touch
with everyone out here. You can follow me on Facebook under the name The Math Lady, or visit our website, www.math101.net. That's M-A-T-H, the number one, O-N, the number one, .net. We are available for one-on-one math tutoring, as you said before, in all levels from arithmetic to calculus. We have the fun interactive math workshops. We offer our book for the self-service option for the parents who want to help their own kids. And we're actually contemplating doing a video. And we'll have that for people who would prefer to have more of a visual approach as opposed to reading the book.
Okay.
If you'd like,
so there it is, parents. There it is. You have the opportunity to get in touch with the Math Lady. We get to that point. You start reading that book, because I know you're all going to go out there and get a copy of the book. If you don't get a copy of the book, then you're going to be answering to the Parents Coach and Parent Network, namely myself, M.H. Scott. The name of the book, once again, go out there and get your copy. If you don't know where to find it, Barnes & Noble got it. The name of the book is How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math. We've been blessed this evening to have our guest, Ms. Sandra Carter, a.k.a. The Math Lady, come and share some information with us. We probably can go another 2-3 more hours there, Ms. Carter. What you think if we had the opportunity just talking about math alone?
We could share some more strategies with you. I'd be happy to.
But hopefully that's enough to wet your whistle there, parents, and you can get up there and get you a copy of the book at Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, Border.com, or any other websites out there that offer the books. And don't tell me it's not out there and you can't find it. If you get to the point where you can't find it, shoot me an email at pcphr@aol.com, and I will help you find it, or I'll go out and find it and mail it to you if that's necessary. We can do it that way, however you want to do it, but you need to get out there and get your hands on a copy of this book, because this will definitely help our young people get that fear of math out of their heads. Ms. Carter, give us something in closing before we close out here.
In closing, there's nothing to fear about math but fear itself. When you take that SAT, make sure you use your time wisely. Get ready for the test. A few days before, take the practice test. Check over your results. The night before, get your rest. Don't try to cram for it. Be ready. Bring your calculator, your batteries, your pencils, your admission ticket, and a snack. And after the test is over, remember to treat yourself. Reward yourself, because you've really worked hard. You earned it.
All right, family. And you heard that from the Math Lady, Ms. Sandra Carter herself, bringing it to us from the ATL. All right, Ms. Carter, the PCP Network will always say, hey, thank you. We appreciate you. We'd love to have you again when we get the opportunity.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm quite sure we will have the opportunity. And I always go out in closing, give my man, Mr. Keith Wright, who is a current student at Harvard University. Oh, my goodness, must be getting late. Current student at Harvard University and a student athlete. Keith, what you got for us?
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then be ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, let 'em hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.